Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another 3Y Podcast episode with EG3, Eddie Greer III, always doing this podcast from Manhattan, Kansas here, where we talk NASCAR, among other things as well. I'm recording this on the night of middle of the week, Wednesday, June 7th, 2023. Another episode, I believe this will be episode 361 of this podcast. 360 came out earlier this week, a day late than I was supposed to, because I totally forgot. That's what happens when you're super busy. But that's out there now. Doesn't matter, it's out there now, wherever you get your podcast. So make sure that focuses on Journey to Duluth. Man, I cannot believe I'm sitting here saying this. At this time next week, I'll be on the road to Minnesota. I cannot believe it. And I'll let you know now, before we talk St. Louis here on the pod, may not be a hiccup what happened Monday, but I'm going to keep that to myself right now and move on to the Cup side here, where I did not, again, it goes back to where I've been saying, I've been busy throughout the last couple days with VBS and what's been going on there, trying to get ready, finish up training for Grandma's Marathon, and then I had to fill in for my wife for VBS on the first night. So that's why I missed the Cup race there. I did see the small highlight package. Then I'm glad I'll be up front with y'all. I did see the first stage of this race. And when I left, pretty much was the same thing. Yeah, Kyle Busch, the story was again, and I read a lot of you guys posts on the old NASCAR Twitter saying bring back Chicagoland, and there might be some legit beef with, there might be some legit to that there. Yeah, Chicagoland. Don't need to get too off track, but this is my podcast. I can talk whatever I want on here. Look, Kyle Busch dominated the race last weekend in St. Louis. Third win, by the way, in 2023 for Kyle Busch for his new team. Richard Childress Racing. Tyler Reddick, guys, has won so far, and Tyler Reddick crashed out at St. Louis. And he was on one of my fantasy leagues there as well. But luckily, those points got covered. But Chicagoland, obviously, I mean, a lot was said about that. You know, too many mile and a half tracks, whatnot. You need to get rid of them. But look, yeah, that, I mean, it feels like, you know, watching St. Louis, watching Indianapolis a little bit, you're like, yeah, a little bit of passing. There's really only one way to pass on that track, and that's on the bottom. Like the old famous Brickyard, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, right? It has that for me anyways. If your car ain't hooked up to the bottom of the racetrack or don't have enough speed, you're gonna get left behind. That's what Kyle Busch did. Started on the pole, he won the pole, and by the way, he won his first pole of the year, edging out, I think, Blaney, and then he just set sail from there on. I mean, Ryan Blaney challenged him, Hamlin challenged him at points of the race as well, but Kyle Busch was just too much there as well, and would I say bring back Chicagoland? Maybe. I'll be in that camp for that, if you want to choose which Illinois track want to bring back, whether that's, you know, I think Gateway will still serve purpose for the trucks in the Xfinity series. I don't think so much with the Cup series. I mean, when you putting Cup cars on this track, they compare it to Phoenix and whatnot. I don't know because Phoenix now has that famous dog leg on the front stretch. Now, it used to be the back stretch, but when Phoenix decided they wanted to flip it, it's now the front stretch. So they don't have that there as well. So you got to roll off the truck pretty good, or you're going to be in serious trouble And that's what we saw. So saw there was a cut race there. I know what was popular was, I know for a fact that the Austins got into each other. The Austins got into each other there as well. Cindric turned Dylan into the wall. They're calling Cindric for a, so we're gonna call suspension automatic every time that somebody gets turned in the wall. Now I didn't see it live. I did. It was only highlight package there. So no, that's not. There's no call for a suspension there. Now if we saw what we saw with Chase Elliott. Now again, Chase Elliott. So was suspended for this race. So he served this one race penalty. He will be back at Sonoma this weekend. There was a situation like Bubba Wallace, Kyle Larson, or Chase Elliott didn't handle it. It was like that, something like that. Austin Cindric wasn't happy and is dead rights him. I see that, but now we're gonna call every time we hit hook on the right rear in the wall. We're gonna call that automatic suspension. That if NASCAR proceeded anything towards that, then whew, I don't know. But yeah, 2 weeks ago that served the purpose there because Chase Elliott. Clear as day, right rear Denny Hamlin, hard impact, head on in the wall, and obviously Austin Dillon running back there with the squirrels back there, you're to get contact back there, more likely than not there, and the Austins got into each other, and Cindric gets Dillon right there as well. Meanwhile, Kyle Busch got the field. 121 laps led. I was looking at the next one. Blaney, who won at Charlotte last week and put that momentum, carried that momentum into St. Louis, led 83 more laps. Yeah, but that 8 car was just too much there for anybody to handle there in this race right here. Kyle Busch has 3 now. If anyone was keeping tally on Kyle Busch, Tyler Reddick, who made a smart decision, Kyle Busch 3. Tyler Reddick 1. You're listening to 3Y Pod with EG3 and Creator 3rd. Here with you guys on episode 361 of the pod. And yeah, and oh, by the way, I took a little bit of a small nap before this race. I had the Detroit Indy race on and I fell asleep for a little while. And then next thing I know, like, oh, damn, I better turn on this cup race. And then I turn it on to Fox. I'm like, they're still in the studio. What's going on? So what's going on? And then I figured it out. It was lightning delay. I thought it was rain. The skies looked pretty bad out there, but it all made sense because yeah, lightning delay, things like that roll on. So the guys had to wait a little while before it all cleared out, and it did at the end of the night. It still wasn't enough to slow down Kyle Busch there as well. 3 wins there for him. And I saw something on NASCAR.com. I have to see it here in a minute. But the race lasted 3 hours and 28 minutes. They're in this one. Kyle Busch winning stage 1. Blaney taking stage 2 there. And Kyle Busch, folks, this is his 63rd Cup Series career win for Kyle Busch. 11 caution flags for 67 laps. And there was 10 lead changes among 5 drivers. We touched on Blaney and Kyle Busch already. Kyle Larson did lead a few there. Tyler Reddick led a few before he had to exit out. And William Byron led us several laps there as well. Denny Hamlin, as I mentioned, finishing in 2nd spot. Joey Logano 3rd. Kyle Larson 4th. Martin Truex Jr. back in the top 5 yet again. Another week back in the top 5. Blaney 6th. Daniel Suarez. Suarez ran up in the top 10 in the back half, anyways, in the first stage. That's all the racing I saw because I had to attend to other things last Sunday. So, yeah, Daniel Suarez was 8th to 10th in the first stage, and he finishes 7th there. William Byron, 8th. Michael McDowell. And remember, McDowell last year, I almost wanted to pick him. Hang on a second. Yeah, okay. I almost wanted to pick him. For my fantasy team, I almost wanted to pick him because last year he led laps last year and got around here pretty well. He doesn't have the same crew chief as last year, but my mom and dad knows how to get around this place. Nice place finish, and that sounds that calls out EG3 helmet sticker this week to Michael McDowell there. Kevin Harvick finishing rounds to the top 10 in the 10th spot right there Meanwhile, speaking of Austin Cindric, he finished 13th. AJ Allmendinger, 14th. Remember, we're going Sonoma. So, automatically, who you think? Think up there. You're thinking Tyler Reddick, possibly AJ Allmendinger there. Can Chase Elliott get it going? Well, we'll find out there as well. Speaking of Chase Elliott's replacement, go down here to Corey LaJoy. Corey LaJoy finished on the lead lap. He finished 21st in that ride. Look, that was his chance right there to really impress Rick Hendrick there as far as getting a premier ride goes anyways. In the future, he did an okay job there. Excuse me. He did an okay job there as well. Won a little bit more because he was actually on the first game lap down in stage one there as well. Keselowski, he finished on the lead lap, but yeah, he had a long-ass day. 28th, Austin Dillon with the wreck. 31st, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. A lot of people picked Ricky Stenhouse Jr. fantasy-wise being at top 10. Well, that didn't happen. 32nd, Chase Briscoe, 34th with that massive-ass penalty. Coming out. You haven't listened to that, go check that out. I believe it's on the same episode. I can't remember. I've done, 360 of these episodes now. So, but yeah, Chase Briscoe in a deep hole. And this doesn't help him at all. He finished it deep in the field. He finished, 34th. Tyler Reddick, 35th. Carson Hocevar, who took Corey LaJoy's spot. But Corey LaJoy did duties, filling duties for Chase Elliott. Hocevar dead last, folks, there as well. So next up, yeah, it's Sonoma for the Cup Series, folks. That is this weekend. So remember at COTA, we saw Tyler. It was a Tyler Reddick show. But your track house cars need to start waking up a little bit. They've been tail spinning here lately. Ross Chastain called out his name. Where did Ross Chastain finish? Saw his name somewhere. Ross Chastain. Yeah, Ross Chastain finished 22nd. Daniel Suarez finished 7th. So there's like a high-low meter with these track house cars. One finishes in the top 10 or contends for a win. The other kind of struggles. Finishes 10th to 20th place, things like that. So there's been some seesawing back and forth now. Can they right the ship at Sonoma? We'll have to see about that. I already mentioned AJ Allmendinger. Have a chance. He called out his shot at Chicago a couple weeks ago on social media. We'll see how that turns out in a few weeks there. The inaugural street racing there. The IndyCar Series, they raced at Detroit. Cup Series, and I believe the Xfinity Series, I want to say that. I'm not 100% sure. I need to go back and check the Xfinity Series schedule. I'm not sure, but I know the Cup Series for damn sure, because I considered maybe checking this out a little bit. But with Minnesota, I figured one's enough for right now for the summer, and maybe there might be a possible another trip on the way. We'll have to see about how things shake out next weekend. That's for me personally, but yeah. So can they right the ship a little bit? Ryan Blaney, can he stay hot? Ryan Blaney gets around in Sonoma pretty good out there, out west as well. So we'll see what happens there as well. We're going to step aside here for a minute here on the pod. We'll be back in a little bit. This is the 3Y Pod with EG3. Back again, another episode rolls on here on the 3Y Pod with EG3. All right, moving on to the Truck Series, also racing in St. Louis. Day before last Saturday, before the Cup Series race took center stage there. And one thing of note here, Corey Heim was not able to be in this race due to sickness. So Jesse Love, who's been outstanding in the ARCA Series this year, took a spot and gave that 11 truck a good ride here. This got really dicey late. I got back home, did see the last 25 laps of this race there, and it got really dicey, especially up front for the lead there with, let's see, who was leading? I know Ty Majeski, yeah, it was him and somebody else was up front. I can't remember who, yeah, Zane Smith and Ty Majeski going for the pass, one of the last restarts of the race, going underneath Zane Smith in an all too familiar spot there. Majeski gets a little loose, bumps, goes up the racetrack, bumps Smith, turning them both. Majeski tags the wall hard, pretty much ending his day. Smith, they're having now to settle. He was on older tires there. He was on a way different strategy than the rest of the other folks out there. So no caution came out. Zane Smith would have walked away winner instead. Caution comes out. Let's re-rack him. And there you go. That's the result right there. So Ty Majeski takes Zane Smith out while Grant Infinger steals, gets another win. Right place, right time for him. Remember, we were at Kansas a couple of weeks ago. And Grant Infinger was the star of the show that night. And Grant Infinger was the star of the show last weekend again. Right place, right time. He picked it. He was just in front of Christian Eckes when the last caution of the race came out. Eckes finishing in the second spot there. And for Grant Infinger, that's win number two for him. His ninth career NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series victory there for him. Stuart Friesen finished third. Carson Hocevar did double duty. Finished fourth. Chase Purdy. Nice run for Chase Purdy there for Kyle Busch Motorsports. He finished in the fifth spot. Matty D finished sixth. Ben Rhodes, seventh. Nick Sanchez, eighth. Jesse Love, what I said at the beginning of this segment, Chase Jesse Love bringing that 11 truck home in the top 10 spot. So now with this move, you didn't think you had to go for an owner's championship. Now you do. Thanks to Jesse Love, and according to Jesse Love on one of the podcasts, I believe it was DBC, Door Bump McClure podcast that I listened to last week, Jesse Love sounded confident because he raced at the racetrack before, talking about St. Louis, talking about Gateway, you know what I'm talking about. So, very confident young man, and he stepped in that ride, big shoes to fill, especially with Corey Heisman on a roll like this. This year, you already got a win. He's already got a win in the bank anyway, so that allowed him to be sidelined, and you need to be sidelined. You're sick, get out of the car, truck, whatever it is. So, yeah, luckily, Corey Heim had his ticket already punched thanks to a win early on in the year. And now he just needs to hopefully get himself back in the truck after getting it right. He needs to get himself right for a little bit there as well. So, I better do this real quick here. Time of the race here, 2 hours and 30 minutes. Grant Infinger. He won stage one. How about that? Yeah, I missed Stella stage one and pretty much most of stage two. Did see what mattered, though. Stuart Friesen winning stage two there as the caution flags, 11 for 61. Lead changes, 11 among four drivers there at St. Louis there as well. So now, let's see if I can pop here. That was the Toyota 200 presented by CK Power there. Let's see if I can pull that up here. Maybe not, actually. That's not what I wanted, but we're going to go through it. Excuse me, that's not what I wanted, but that's what we're going to have to go through it. Anyways, there, here in the pod. And actually, speaking of standings, let me see if I can do something here real quick. Yeah, I did. On to Portland for the Xfinity Series. They were out there. My, oh, my. Things got really physical and got physical in a hurry there as well. You had John Hunter Nemechek, Cole versus Sheldon Creed, back and forth, and then let's spin, and then it all started late in stage two, where I think it actually really started back in stage one, because Nemechek and Creed, boy, they're going at it, and then it boiled over in the following stage there. Nemechek turns. Apparently, Nemechek at that moment in time got into Creed, and then Creed repaid the favor moments later when he got close to him. So there you go. You still have that type of race. So I'm going to get you back. You're going to get me, and that's same right. You're going to get back. And according, we saw the Fox camera get Chase and Elizabeth there. And yeah, that was all she wrote right there as well. Okay, so let's see if I can pull. I have that pulled up, actually. No, I don't. Oh, let's see. Excuse me. This is the 3Y Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, here on this Wednesday night here. Let's see. Doesn't pull up there. I know I saw something on the road lights of the standings there as well. We do have breaking news here in the podcast here. We'll get to that momentarily here as, yeah, a huge name will be coming to the Cup Series here. Momentarily, let's see. Yes. There we go. So okay, there we go. That's what I wanted there. All right. So apologize for the stalling there. Got back what I wanted. Okay, before we finish up the Xfinity side real quick, we take a look at the original standings right now, and there are four drivers within 23 points of that lead. We have a new leader, and that is in the person. It was Ross Chastain for a while there, for a minute. And then Ryan Blaney has surged along the last couple weeks. And he is, ladies and gentlemen, your points leader after St. Louis there. But not by much. Not by much there. After his top 10 run, William Byron is second, 13 points. And then you have the wily veterans, Harvick from Stewart Haas Racing there in fourth, 22 back. And literally on his heels, 1 point back, Martin Truex Jr. in the 19 Joe Gibbs Racing, which, oh, by the way, there's two of them. I need to say something real quick. But before I touch on that, I know I'm a dart without feathers here. But, yeah, so to finish my point on the Xfinity Series real quick, let's see. Yeah, Creed, Nemechek, that was the story pretty much of that race there, going after each other. And then, of course, Sheldon Creed saying afterwards we had a car to win the race. I tend to agree with that right there. And he was disappointed. So there you go on that. The winner of the race was Cole Custer. I'm starting to forget about Cole Custer's Xfinity Series, where I have not been picking him in the Xfinity Series. I'm so used to him the last really couple years being up in the highest level of racing. But since he got demoted to the Xfinity Series, he's been honestly, for me, kind of an afterthought there as well. But the huge win in Portland for one, here as I go back to where I was doing here, huge win for Cole Custer. Big win for that team. Big win for Stewart Haas Racing. That's not what I want right there. Maybe it is. I don't know. There. Okay, we got the right page now. All right, yeah. Now I lost my train of thought. But yeah, Cole Custer, huge win. Not only for them, but for, yeah, now I got it back. For SHR, kind of going in a terrible week there, coming off that 14 penalty. Massive hit. What you going to do with it? And Cole Custer stepped up to the forefront and delivered big time. He's into the spectrum. And I wonder, actually, no, because the driver's not spinning. Never mind. Forget I said that as well. So, yeah, by the way, let's see. Yeah, Xfinity, they're going to be out in Sonoma this weekend. Yep, they're going to be out. That's right. So the Pacific Office Automation 147 here saw Cole Custer take the checkered flag, I believe, for the first time this year. Let's see. Yeah, I want to say, because he didn't win yet coming in here. So I believe that was his first win and a big one. And that, Justin Allgaier. He was in contention there. Oh, boy. He was really, 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 really knocking on the doors of heels of Cole Custer, but could not get it. He needed probably one more lap, or maybe even half a lap at that way. Things have been going right there as well for them. But Justin Allgaier coming off of that win at Charlotte, backs up with a strong second-place finish, and he was in the hunt yet again. Probably won back-to-back races there, but the drive of Cole Custer, driving the last couple the last couple laps there, defending and driving his rear end off there, getting the win there. Sam Mayer third, Josh Berry fourth. Big day for Junior Motorsports, Dale Earnhardt Jr. and company. 2, 3, 4. Brandon Jones was outside the top 10 in 13th there. Meanwhile, back inside the RCR camp, Austin Hill there in the fifth spot. Then Myah Snider rallied back. How about that? Myah Snider ran well at this race last year, turned around, and did it again for Myah Snider. So Myah Snider got a job well done. Of course, he's part of that revolving door drivers for that 19 of the Joe Gibbs Racing Xfinity Toyota. There's Wesley Snider getting it done right there as well. I had a stupid pick there. I should have known better there as well. So that definitely did not pan out that way. So I can't be losing points. I can't be losing points at this juncture. I got to start off right in. That did not help out, especially after a solid top 10 run by one Nick Sanchez, a.k.a. EG3 alum, here on the 3-Wide Pod with EG3, Eddie Greer III, here with you, breaking down St. Louis and Portland. We're on the Portland portion right now. We're going to finish that up here and possibly take our last break here of this episode. Finishing up real quick, Sheldon Creed. Yeah, he definitely had a car to beat in this race. Let's see. He led 47 laps there. Of course, he got turned around. That changed the game right there. For me right there. When he got punted by Nemechek, it was over. It was over. But he bounced back there with a seventh place finish. Connor Mozak, EG3 helmet sticker there for him there. Connor Mozak in the 24. He finished in the 8th spot. Mozak's a veteran there as well. And I'm going to back up to Myatt Snider here real quick. EG3 helmet sticker there for him as well. Snider rallied back from getting spun out. Yeah, Connor Mozak. Yeah, Michael McDowell. 3-Wide Podcast helmet stickers this week. You like how I've just thrown that in there? Anonymously on the side, right? There as well. Let's see. John Nemechek. Chandler Smith. 9th. He had a rough start and then he obviously bounced back. John Nemechek. All that. For a 10th place finish there. For JHM. JHN. I said M. Man, my bad on that. Jordan Taylor. Shout out to him as well. He was up front in the top 5. Top 10. Stage 1 there. And then he kind of tailored off as the laps kind of progressed there as well. Cindric. Leading stage one, winning stage one. Cole Custer winning the second stage. And, of course, he won the third stage there as this race was 2 hours and 19 minutes there. Cole Custer, 11th career Xfinity Series win in his long time now Xfinity Series sponsor there as well. 5 caution laps for 10 laps there, and then 5 changes among 4 drivers there as well. Let me see. Cole Custer. Yeah, that's pretty much it for right now on that spectrum. So, yeah, definitely, it's going to be one of those things now. The Xfinity Series, they will be, let's see, because NBC is going to be taking over, and I'm excited for that. So Fox is last. Fox will be carrying the last race this weekend of their portion. And then NBC will take us all the way through Phoenix for the championship 4 race there. So I'm excited to get that swapped around a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? Yep. So I guess I got to start listening to the other podcast now. Huge win for Cole Custer. I think it's his first win of 2023 there for him as well. So let's just take a look at the driver points there, the original for the Xfinity Series. I know I meant to get, we'll get to that here in a second. Johan Nemechek still leads 14 over Austin Hill for the regular season championship. Allgaier 3rd. Still got some catching up to do there. Cole Custer and Josh Berry. That is your top 5 there on that end of the spectrum. Now let's see. Now let's go back to St. Louis and the Craftsman Truck Series race. Now let's get. Now we're taking a look at the original point stands. Again, I don't have the playoff picture right now for these, and nothing's really changed on the Cup side as Kyle Busch adds another. He joins William Byron with 3 Cup Series wins in 2023 for Kyle Busch now. Fontana, Talladega, and St. Louis. So he's there now with 3 wins on the year. Meanwhile, Coy Heim, even after all that, missing a race, still leads the point standings after not being able to drive race this race. But the lead is cut to 1. Ty Majeski is that guy in the second spot. Now, this is not the playoffs. This is just the regular season points, focusing on the regular season, who wins after the final race of the regular season in the Truck Series. And right now, Heim has a one-point advantage. Enfinger now has blasted himself to third. At one point, I think it was fifth or sixth prior to the Kansas win a couple weeks ago. Enfinger finds himself there, contender now. Zane Smith lost spots. He's fourth. Ben Rhodes is fifth. Christian Eckes is sixth. And we'll stop right there where the magic is here in the 3-Wide Pod with EG3. And we, again, on the other side, we got actually two big news. I want to share it with you real quick. And on the other side, probably even talk about some NBA Finals as I'm recording this here prior to tip-off of Game 3 of the NBA Finals, which is locked up at one game apiece. We'll be back. This is our last intermission break here. Listen to the 3-Wide Pod with EG3. We'll be back. And we're back with the last segment of this episode of 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas, coming at you on this Wednesday edition. It's the 7th of June, 2023. I'm recording this on the eve of the NBA Finals Game 3 as everything shifts to Miami now after Miami gives Denver their first loss of the postseason there a couple of days ago. Now everything shifts. We'll see if Denver can flip the script and get Game 3. This is going to be a big game here for both teams because the winner of Game 3 apparently has an 80% chance of winning the finals. So that's what I picked up there when I got home yesterday as well. So, but yeah, activity there, the Xfinity Series. I think the trucks are off. I'm not 100% sure. You know what? Actually, I have it up. I have the truck schedule pulled up. Let me see here real quick. I'll do this on the fly. Nope. No, they do not. So the trucks are off this weekend. Next, Nashville for the Craftsman Truck Series there as FS1 will continue their coverage on that. Meanwhile, Fox will end their broadcast portion of the schedule this week, as I mentioned in the last segment. And so they'll be turning the reins over to NBC. NBC is going to be getting the good stuff. As they say, the good shit, right? With Nashville, of course. And they have the inaugural Chicago Street Race. Indianapolis Road Course. You got the regular season finale, of course. You got the playoffs. So that's when it really gets good there on the NBC side of things. So I'm excited for that. I'm pretty sure. There's been, again, your yearly grumblings about the Fox broadcast been going on, so a lot of people are gonna be glad after Sunday. Now I'll be in town this weekend for sure. Should be able to do that now. My weekend next weekend, next weekend's Father's Day weekend, so I'm gonna be on the road coming back from Minnesota. Well, fingers crossed on that. But and that's actually the Nashville, so I might miss that depending on my travel schedule for the end of the race and then the marathon and then everything else in between, because I know I'm going to have to sit there or stand. It's probably going to be sitting, actually. So I don't know. It's just kind of crazy just thinking about that kind of stuff like that. But, yeah, that's what's going on there. I do want to touch on two things here real quick. Apologies for that real quick. This is the 3-Wide Pod, EG3. Had to take an important phone call there. I will need to wrap this up really quickly. So, alright. So, real quick. I did see on social media, Mark Chase Jr. is more than likely going to be back for 2024. Which is good. Which is ringing to the ears there. Again, I saw that. So, I don't think it's confirmed yet, but I saw that somewhere on social media. I think it was on my Facebook page late last week there as well. So that's good there. The way he's running, he said last year during his struggles a little bit I want to compete in good stuff. As long as I'm in that, continuing for winning races, doing all that, check mark, and come back and be competitive, be winning championships, or not winning championships, or be in the mix for championships still. That's all she needs right there, baby. So, Mark Trish Jr. doing that. But the bigger story here, announcement from today's standpoint here, coming out of the box, let's see if I can get this real quick. Coming out of the box involved 2311. So, remember Travis Pastrana? who made the race in Daytona 500 and was very impressive there in when it's finished there. Earlier today, 2311 announced that Kamui Kobayashi, I'm gonna butcher it, but Kamui Kobayashi will drive the number 67 Toyota for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Roval. We're gonna call it that because now that's what it's called nowadays there as well. So huge news coming out of Denny Hamlin, Michael Jordan's camp yet again, as Kamui Kobayashi will be in that. Now again, I might be closest in that pronunciation. I don't know. I do not know that. But that was huge news today there, as interesting enough there, right now Kobayashi right now, he drives in the FIA World Endurance Championships for Toyota Gazoo Racing. Interesting enough. He is going to be competing this weekend in the 24 Hours of Le Mans there as well. So big weekend and a big day actually for Kobayashi, because he's going to be in again. I'm rolling with that. Sorry, I apologize for that. Sorry, so that's the best way I can pronounce it. Unless you guys have other pronunciations, right? But yeah, Kobayashi gets a nod. It was Pastrana. Daytona 500. Now you have, and Pastrana was been in the Cup Series, or not been in the Cup Series, been in the Xfinity Series there, and Dibble did make an appearance. I thought prior to Daytona 500 he was in the Cup Series, but I was wrong on that. But he was in the Xfinity Series. I know because the Michael Waltrip Diamond Waltrip Racing thing, a decade or so back. Not trying to date myself here, folks. On that type of stuff right there. But yeah, but this is huge. Kamui Kobayashi will be driving a 67 Toyota for Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan at the Indy Roval. We got Kobayashi in a quote here, quote saying from Kamui, "It's my dream actually." And it will continue on saying, quote, it's such a big sport in the United States and racing in Europe. I never had the chance or opportunity to race NASCAR. I think the opportunity will be challenging for myself because it is such a different category there as well. And then he goes on, we're going to go continue to read here, but if I have success, I think it will make more opportunities for Japanese drivers. Toyota has been in NASCAR a long time, but there has never been any Japanese drivers for Toyota. That's also why I say I appreciate this opportunity for myself there, end quote, as well. So yeah, he makes a good point right there. I like it right there. Toyota, they've been in the sport now for a handful of years now. No Japanese drivers there to match it up with Toyota. So Kobayashi is going to break that barrier right there. And that's, you know, again, yeah, Bubba Wallace, of course, drives for 2311, obviously. And now you have, at least for that particular weekend, let's not forget about Tyler Reddick in the other car, 45. And now you bring back the third car in Kamui Kobayashi to 2311 for the Indianapolis Road Course. And of course, yeah, and seeing that, Kamui always has experience. He always has experience with road course racing. So that's huge. That's a huge plus there. But again, nowadays, it used to be an advantage. Back in the day, where you had road course, the old saying, here we go with the road course ringer, quote-unquote, quotation marks there, but everybody's so equal now, it's just like you're at a disadvantage there. But for Kamui, humongous opportunity. We've seen guys in this type of road course racing have a little success. Jordan Taylor, one of them. I can't think of the other one right now, top of my head. That's going to bother me for weeks and weeks now. For Rick Ray, who drove Rick Ray Racing, he was a little impressive. You have Kimi Raikkonen. Now you added Kamui Kobayashi to that list now as well. So exciting stuff there. David Wilson, we got him here on the list here. Let's see here. I had it here for a second. Now I don't. Oh, here we go. From David Wilson, the head man for TRD. Quote, it's truly an honor to have Kamui want to participate in our NASCAR Cup Series program, and we're thrilled that we could work with our partners at 2311 Racing to give him a competitive Camry TRD for Indianapolis Motor Speedway Road Course event, David Wilson says, end quote, there as well. Little nugget here on Kobashi. Won the 24 Hours of Le Mans Toyota back 2 years ago. So he knows how to get around Le Mans, and he hasn't finished lower than third at that particular event going back since 2018. There as well. Crazy stuff right there as well. So that's huge news, huge breaking news here on the podcast, which was announced earlier this morning. Kamui Kobashi will be the third entry for 2311 when the Cup Series goes to Indianapolis to do the Roval, which I still question that move, but that's for another podcast here, because I got time for that. Moving on here, the last point here real quick, then we'll wrap it up here. NBA Finals Game 3, Heat, the Nuggets pound the Heat in Game 1, and then Game 2, back and forth battle, and it comes down right to the last possession there. Nuggets fail to call timeout. I'm in the camp with Jalen Rose. You got to call timeout in that situation there. I don't care if you have one of the best players in the league. I don't care. I just don't. Yes, you're going against the maestro and extra-ostra, who's been in many finals. But, you got to give yourself a chance right there if you're going to have yourself a chance to get the win. Apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Another interruption here, so I got it in this right here. But yeah, you want to call timeout in that spot. Just finish my point there, and they decided, hey, we're not going to hell with it. We're not call timeout and try to take our chances there. And yes, Jamal Murray got luck there. I understand that, but he missed the shot. So you got to call timeout in that particular situation. And the Miami Heat, once again, the story of these finals, the 8 seed from the Eastern Conference splits with Denver. And now we're going to see what unfolds tonight in Game 3. When this podcast comes out, you probably are going to know what has happened. This will probably get aired on the way back to Kansas on tomorrow night when I'm on the way back from Kansas City. There as well, or Friday. We'll have to see about that. So there you go on that. A lot of stuff going on in racing. I got stuff here going on, so we better end it with before we get any more interruptions on this podcast. The 3Y Podcast with EG3. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Again, apologies for the last minute cutting breaks in the action there with quick getting some these are important for because. Important phone calls that I'm taking, so I have to step aside and pause the show. But we got through another one. If you like what you're hearing, I know it's been a little bit different from the past few seasons of the show, but I'm still putting out content there. Is your first time listening to this podcast? Again, appreciate you for giving us a listen here today. If you like what you're listening to, definitely make sure you subscribe to this other NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcast. We're on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, and a few more other podcasting platforms as well. I'm not leaving something out there, but I'm gonna leave it alone for right now. This has been so I'm pushed back, so we're gonna get a special guest next week, so stay tuned for that. So one of the so-called regulars on this podcast will be back on the show with me next week there, and then possibly depending on what if either before I go to Minnesota or after, we got another special guest to come on the show. It'll be the guest first time on the show as well, so a lot to look forward to there as we are officially, I like to call June, entering June, the first day of summer, all the way up until in August, something like that. But anyways, I digress, folks. The Checkered Flag has waved on another episode of 3Wide Podcast with EG3. And stay tuned. Oh, speaking of KC, stay tuned for a possible postcast of my event tomorrow night here. Not here, but in Kansas City. the famous, the popular Metro Mile Championships going down tomorrow. So we'll just gotta see what happens now after what happened on Monday. What happened on Monday in particular to me. So not really thrilled of how that turned out. So we'll just see how it all faces if I'm going there or not. So, but if I'm there, you still get the postcast there. We're gonna try to get through it, and we'll just see what the result is all about there as well. But for right now, that's gonna do it. We're gonna put our car in park. This has been another edition of 3Y Podcast with EG3. Appreciate y'all. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Make sure you've now ready to go back and listen to episode 360 and a few more other season 8 episodes of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast or 3Y Podcast with EG3. Appreciate y'all.